Welcome back to the Courage Within podcast with your host, Libby Air. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the joy of Easter, celebrating resurrection and renewal. In today's episode, I have a special guest, my daughter, Haley. Hi, Haley. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Aw, I am so excited because, you guys, we have been having some really sweet moments this week as we have Easter coming up. Haley and I have been doing some art. We've been doing some talking. We've been doing some Bible reading. We were talking about some really interesting things, and I really wanted to bring Haley on here to just chat about, like, what is it like to be a kid and celebrate Easter. So Haley, would you mind telling us, you're 10, right?
Yeah.
That's your age? Okay, you're 10 years old. And for you, why is Jesus and Easter important?
Because it's showing that when Jesus died, the sky went black and the veil tore. And that Jesus died to save our sins, and he was the ultimate sacrifice for us, because back then we had to make sacrifices with sheep or lamb or rams. But now that Jesus died on the cross to save our sins, he cleansed us. He purified us to wipe away our sins when we confess to him. Instead of making sacrifices, he was the ultimate sacrifice. But then for Easter, when he rose from the dead, he showed that I'm powerful and I can rise myself from the dead, and just that the Lord can do anything through his Father, through him, and through the Holy Spirit. He helps us understand the story by using himself as an example for all of us. Mm-hmm. Him taking his life for us is very important, that he didn't do anything, but he wanted us to be free of all sins so we didn't have to sacrifice lambs or sheep or rams. And I just think that that's so cool how Jesus just died on the cross to save us and was still thinking about himself. He asked Jesus, is there any other way that I could still live?
He asked God
if there was any other way, but God said, no, this is the way that I'm going to take this. And he cried so much and sweat blood and cried blood. But he knew that when he died, he'd come back again and see his Father again. And that he'd be with us. And the people that love Jesus and pray to him and have in their heart and have faith with him. And when they die, we're going to go to heaven and have eternal life.
Wow. Okay, you just dropped a lot of bombs in there. And I really want to just thank you for letting me into your brain and letting me into your heart and what Easter is all about in your perspective. And what you're saying is that you're seeing Christ as the one who purified us. You said that is so beautiful. Haley, I love that you're talking about purification, because that is one of the things that I really value as I am enjoying the season of Easter and coming up to celebrating Christ's death and then resurrection. I think about my own sin, and I think about the way that Jesus died for me to purify me, to resurrect me, to bring life to me. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I love Jesus so much, is because I think of all the things that I couldn't do on my own, all the sin, all the bad behavior, all the mistakes that I do on a daily basis. And I think of that, and then I think of Jesus dying on the cross. He died a death that he didn't deserve. You said that, right? He was perfect on earth, and yet he chose to die even when he was so scared. He was sweating blood. You were saying he was crying and asking God, hey, is there another way that this can happen? But he ultimately decided to die on our behalf for our sins. And I love that verse. Can you please read it out of your Bible?
Of course.
What is the address?
The address is 1 John 1:9, and it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
I love that. I love that, because it is so important for us to realize that what we celebrate on Easter, you know, I don't know why they use little peeps and eggs.
Easter eggs.
And bunnies. And chickens and all of that.
And a holiday.
It's really cute and adorable. You know, I love the hype of celebrating in that way as well. But I also think of, goodness me, I cannot miss what Easter is really all about. And I think this verse in 1 John is really a very important verse that points us to the anointing of God, giving us Jesus and giving us the purification of our sins that we could never accomplish ourselves, right?
Yeah.
We could never have a perfect score every single day in order to go to a holy God and to enjoy heaven, like
yeah.
you said. We could never do that. But Jesus did that on our behalf, and he is faithful and just. And I am grateful for a faithful God. I'm grateful for a loving God. I'm grateful for a God who could be all justice and no mercy, right? He deserves to be the judge of us because he made us, right? And we don't get to say, oh, you can judge us in this way or in that way. Like, he chose how he was going to judge us, which is, for me to think about it, if someone is going to judge me and then give their one and only son to die for me on a cross so that I could live a life of freedom, that is a loving God. Even though it is a just God that, you know, this life is so hard. There are troubling times that we all face. And when we face those times, really, the thing that comes up to our head is, if God were a loving God, then why would I be going through this hardship, right?
Yeah.
And I know I myself have felt that way. Have you ever had a time in your life, Haley, where you felt kind of like, why is this happening to me if God is
yeah.
good?
Yeah.
Would you like to share?
There's been a lot of times, but let's see. One time was when Abuelito died, and we were all very
Can you
sad.
Tell people who Abuelito is?
Abuelito is my grandpa that
my dad.
With us. Uh-huh. And just having the grief and thinking, like, if you're such a good God, then why would you let this happen to us? If you died on the cross to save our sins and said that you wanted to purify us and keep us and let us have a good life, then why would we be feeling like we were alone and not with a God, even though we believed and had faith with the Lord? So
Yeah. So you felt in that time of grief of missing your grandfather that you felt like, okay, God, you say that you're very powerful, and yet here I am feeling really lonely and broken, and there's a lot of heartache in my soul.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing you
yeah.
say? Yeah. That makes sense. Because believing in God doesn't take away your pain, right?
No, it does not, but it helps us know that someday that when we die, we're going to go to heaven and see all those family members that we've missed or loved that believed in Jesus. We're going to see the Lord, and when we go to heaven, and it's going to be exciting. We're going to have eternal life, have a new body, be made perfect.
Yeah, so that is really...
I'm going to be so happy. It's going to be like, I'm not going to get hurt ever again.
I know. That is so exciting to think about. Thank you for turning our eyes upward, Haley, in that, because you're right. This life has trouble, and you're only 10, and you're already walking in some pretty extraordinary grief of losing your grandpa. I mean, not only did she lose her grandpa, but she lost her grandpa on her birthday. On her 7th birthday. And I know she's been walking through some really hard moments of grief and challenge and sadness and pain. But then for you to be able to look at that and think, holy moly, this is only temporal. Like, it's for here, because one day I get to go to heaven and I'm going to see my abuelito. I'm going to see him again. We're going to enjoy a perfect life, and I'm never going to have to be scared or sad or miss anyone there. That's beautiful. What would you say to someone if they're hurting from losing someone, or if they're just hurting and they're not wanting to believe in God because of the hurt they're feeling?
It is so hard to lose a family member in your heart that's been with you for a long time and that's very important with you, that helped you go through life a lot. But I would say to that person, you know what? the Lord loves you and he is our Father.
How has he helped you when you can't see God in your time of pain?
He's helped me with scripture from the Bible or through prayer or through other people like you or Dad or my friends or my Bible teachers. Just anybody that has experience with knowing hard things have happened to them too. Mm-hmm. And I think when you have that happen to you, it's easier to help other people because mm-hmm. you've been through it.
Yeah.
And you know how it feels and it hurts, because imagine someone broke your arm and you've never broke your arm. You're like, I'm so sorry. I don't know how that feels, but it's so sad. But if you had broken your arm, you're like, oh my gosh, I know how that feels. You must feel so uncomfortable. It must hurt so bad. So,
yes.
Yeah.
You know what, Haley, that is a great way to end this podcast, is in the compassion of Jesus Christ, because I don't know anything better than to have compassion for our pain. And one of the biggest reasons why I love Jesus so much and I celebrate Easter with so much joy is that he has come to be on earth and to say, hey, I know what you're feeling. I know what you're going through. I am going to walk everything out with you. And I'm going to give you, like Haley said, I'm going to give you my word to sustain you. I'm going to give you my scriptures to give you hope, to give you healing, to give you courage and living water. And I'm going to give you people to encourage your walk. I'm going to give you everything that you need when you are broken. And the part of compassion, you cannot make up compassion. You can only live it out. And like Haley said, when we go through something that's hard, we're able to have compassion and empathy for other people. And I don't know anything better in life than to be able to have compassion for someone else. So I just pray this Easter that you would be mindful of what Jesus has done for you and how he is here to transform your personal walk, your personal life, to give you hope and joy, to give you this feeling that you are not alone. Whatever you're walking through, God understands. Maybe we don't understand. Maybe other people don't understand, but Jesus does understand. He went through so much in his lifetime that he really understands how we all feel, and he wants to partner with us and help us to give us this hope and this joy that doesn't go away with our circumstances being good or bad. Whether we're going through a really good time or a really hard time, you can rest on Jesus and you can have him be your helper. And we're going to say a little prayer so that your Easter will be all the more sweet. Not that Easter needs to be sweetened up, because Jesus he is the treasure. He is the true treasure for the Easter season. And we do want to say a prayer so that you have an awesome time this weekend celebrating the one who has saved our lives.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you real quick, but before praying, can I say a verse that helped me when Okay, so this is Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's that helps me a lot.
Wow, how did that help you? What did that psalm make you feel?
I don't know, it just made me feel like the Lord was with me always, and I know that he is. His Holy Spirit went into every one of us. Like you were saying a few days yesterday, that when Jesus died, the Holy Spirit went into all the people that believed in the Lord.
Yes.
And I just felt like the Holy Spirit was helping me in my heart when I had gone through that loss. And it was like the Lord comforts me. And he will help me go through the right path, even though I sin every day. Mm-hmm. He's trying to help me, and he will make me do that. That's why I really like, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That one really helped me.
Yeah, I've read that psalm so much in my own personal life as well, but I know that you and I have been reading that together as well. And it always, that one verse always catches my heart so much. And it does minister to me so much as well. Thank you for sharing that, Haley.
You're welcome.
I know someone out there is going to be blessed by that. Thank you for being on my podcast and sharing your heart with me. Yeah, why don't you pray for people to have a great Easter?
Okay. Dear Lord, thank you for today. I just pray that we'll have a great day and that everybody will know that we're all loved and that the Lord wants to help us, not hurt us. And He wants to try to show us the right path to go through. And that He wants us to know that He's comforting us and that the Lord is with us and that He'll always love us. Even the people that don't believe, He loves them. And all the people that know they love the Lord or have faith in Him shall be blessed, and the Lord wants to help them. And when we're through hurt and someone has hurt us, we are going, and we don't hurt them back, we are going to believe in the Lord and go to Him, and we are going to get double back what we got, what that person sent us or hurt us from. And I just pray that we'll have a great day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, Haley. I love you very much, kiddo.
I love you too.
Happy Easter, everyone. I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend from our hearts to yours. We'll catch you on the next podcast. Bye-bye. Adios.